Okay, I want to discuss this issue of harama. One of the tests, quotes in Roshaya, Ma'arim Adam es altvuasu v'achnisa v'mot shalak kadeshi tiyavehem to achelas b'tur and a meiser. So there's a way of parting yourself from trumas and meisers. You bring it in v'mot shalak. And Roshaya says, Ma'arim Adam, sounds like it's mot shalak hatchila. So there are really two issues here. One is the general approach to harama in halacha, and the second issue, which I think is more the more lumdus, in terms of, you know, if it's really usur, when it's usur, why is it usur? What's the lumdus? So in terms of the first issue, there's an obvious question that the Rishonim ask, and that is, why does Rosh Hashanah say Ma'arim Adam that it's mutar to do sounds like halachat chila? If the Gemara Bracha Saflam Hayim Beis tells us you shouldn't do something very similar, namely, you shouldn't bring the produce in through your window, through your gag, because you're mafkia the chiyuv. Gemara daf lamed hey bay second source. Amar Rabbi Barchana, Amar Yochanan, Shuv Yehuda Bar Eli, Bo Re'ei Shlo Kedoras Harishonim, Doras Achronim, Doras Harishonim Hay Machnisim Perasim Derech Tar Kasmon Kedev Chayvin Maaser, Doras Achronim Machnisim Peras Derech Gagos Chatzeros Karfifos Kedei. The photo of Meremeiser. So are we trying to potter yourself or trying to machive ourselves? So it's occasionally the Gemara is that trying to potter yourself is not the right thing to do. It's not us, but it's certainly not a Mitzvah Chasidus. And yet Rav Shaya says, Ma'arim Adam, sounds like it's Mutzvah Chatchila. So that stira generated a little discussion in the Rishonim. So the Maharam, Chalava, right over here asked the Kasha, Basically, we're discussing two questions. One, the issue of harama in general, and the second, the question if harama is usur, when it's usur, why is it usur? So, in terms of the first question, we have a steer here, as we just said, with the Gemara Pesachim Daf Tes that says Ma'arim Adam, we can do it l'chatchila, in contrast to the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis, that sounds like the Doros Harishonim didn't do that, and that was the right thing to do. So you have a contradiction. Is it mutzul chatchila, or is it a lack of midas chasidus to be marim, to pat yourself in maestros? Okay, so we have different approaches in the Rishonim. The Maharam Chalava says, well, just a second. And the second line. Efshar lomar, the hasam beperos tegunim, Hainu zlo ka amrinan hasam hacha efshel da ayla derech dagos v'karifivus. So the Maharam Chalava says there's a difference in terms of the nature of the p'tur. We do a p'tur of gogos, you're pater legamri, and that's not right. Again, it's not a mischasidus. But the p'tur of motz isn't a total p'tur. Why is it not a total p'tur? Because you could still become chayiv if you subsequently take off the motz inside and do, miruach. And additionally, he says that hashtachayish the v'niveso dom asi le'itakala. So the reason why he's trying to marim here is for a good reason. He's trying to save people from the iser of achal susuros. So therefore, it's mutter. So the upshot from the Maharam, I think, the Maharam Chalava, is that fundamentally, it's really a chesaron of mitzvah chasidus to mafkir yourself from a mitzvah totally. Here, your hafka is not total. A and B. Your motivation is a positive motivation. You're trying to save people from potential iser. Okay, so that's one approach. Look at Tosus Rid. He asked the same kasha in the middle of the first line. V'nira li'otaretz Shein kavan hasam lital masos ela kadei shelo yavo lehem lidei takala kadamina v'reish ketzim varche, etc. So basically, he says that the main he quotes Doris Rishonim, Doris Achronim, etc. Then he says Alma, last line, Doris Achronim hayu miskavdim lipater michiyuv masos afilu chaverim shebehen. So he asks the kasha, how would a chaver want to be pater? Doris says Doris Rishonim, they wouldn't do it. This is the chaverim miskavdim Doris in the chaverim in our generation. You know, they pater themselves. What's the motivation? He says the same thing that the Maram Chalava said. In order to shelo yavo lidei takala. So there's a, I think, an important difference between the Maram Chalava and Tosfos Rid. Because Tosfos Rid is essentially saying that really things have changed. Maram Chalava is arguing that there are two makrivim here. According to Maram Chalava, on one hand, he's saying that there is a takala factor. But he's also saying it's not a total afka. According to Maram Chalava, it's not a total afka. And that's why it's mutter. So Sosrid says, no, it's a total afka. It's a total afka. But it's still mutter because the motivation is for the purpose of saving people from the Isser of Machal Sassur. So I think it's an important difference. Namely, according to Zrid, this factor of Benias Michal allows us to be Matar Haram. Sounds like even the Rid agrees that without this factor, Haram is wrong. But since this motivation of saving someone from Takala is Mutter, even if it's total Afka. Maram Chalava, like I said, is being mitzarif the fact that there is a positive motivation to the fact that it's not a total afka, and only that's why it's mutter.
I thought Maram Chalava was just saying, I mean, it's true that both are present, but it sounds like he's saying because it's not a total afka, it means see that it's just for the purposes of preventing.
Why are those?
I mean, because if you would do a full afka, so then it would be clear he's just trying to pass.
Maybe a full of God, he's trying to save people.
Well, why wouldn't he just do a temporary?
You're saying the fact that he did a full of God shows a temporary. The fact that he did a temporary of God shows that he's just trying to save people. So really, the Maram Chalava, the main point is not the fact that he's saving somebody. The main point is that it's a really Haram is Asur, but a temporary of God's mutter. And so it's really saying of God is really mutter because it's positive motivation of saving people. Okay, I think it's a little sharper, 100%. If you look at the Meiri, goes against the Pashas of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ma'arim Adam al Tvasa. Sounds like it's Mutl Chathila. But if you medayik in the end of the Gemara, where it's Machnisa Motz, Shetia Behem to Ochelas. The Meiri says it's only Mutter if you're bringing in for a Behemah to eat. Look at the Meiri. V'asr laharim bekach. Asr laharim bekach. Resulom Shiasa Kain bekavana Shiokal Mimena Arai. Below Meiser. V'le in Achilz Behemah Shekol Achilasa Chashuv Arai. Hoil the ain din mice of the hame Torah feel its foolish in Israel nikhal adam ela shkol tie nikvas u maser sura af the hame they get all shaved etc. So since the whole din of mice for the hame is only din rabanan, so rashai laharim and therefore is mutter. But really, according to the Meiri, the difference between Gemara Brachas and Gemara Pesachim isn't that great. That for achilas adam, it's really aser laharim even by moats. It's only mutter for achilas behema, which anyway is a lower level. Chiyuv is only chiyuv drabanan. So for the Meiri, it sounds like you get an even stronger, discomfort with har. It's not just the discomfort, but it's aser. It's aser v'marim lachilas adam. Now, what emerges according to all these pshatim is that on some level we're uncomfortable with haram, either al tmidas chasidus or ikra din. And sometimes we'll be willing to stomach that discomfort if we're trying to save people from an iser, or if it's not a total hafka, it's only a partial hafka, v'chule. But the truth is that the concept of harama is a very, very big shast concept. If you look at Gemara as a cross shast, you get very different approaches. Sometimes you have Gemara saying it's totally asur bimarim, and sometimes the Gemara sounds like it's totally mutar bimarim. So if you look, for example, the Gemara Beitza, and the Aflam and Zayin, speaks about the iser malach on Yom Tov. In contrast to Shabbos. The Mishnah says that whatever is Asar on Shabbos is Asar on Yom Tov. you know, except for Ochel Nefesh, Yechuli. And then the Gemara asks the following kasha, Urminu. You have, you know, some fruits drying on the roof and it's going to rain, so you can take the fruits down on Yontif. You don't want to get ruined, but you can't do that on Shabbos. So here we have a difference. Where somebody goes to the Kashi, Harav Elazar, Harav Yeshua. The Tanya. So if it's Benosh and Aflul Bor, you have a situation where an animal and its child fell into a pit. An animal in a pit is not a good recipe. There's a good chance the animal will die if you don't take care of it. It's not a good place for an animal to be. So you want to get it out of the pit. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer Malas Arishon Amanas L'Shochto. You can take out the first one to shecht it, L'Shochto, and you can eat it. Hasheni Osel Parnasa Mekomo. You bring some food. You hope for the best. Kadesh Lo Yomus. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Malas Arishon Amanas L'Shochto Ve'Ein L'Shochto. You can do a haram according to Rabbi Yeshua. Take out the first one. Say I want to shecht it. Say, oh, I changed my mind. Basically, Rabbi Yeshua allows a harama to say, I want to check this, and say, I change my mind, I want to check that. Check that. And Rabbi Elazar doesn't allow that. Rabbi Elazar doesn't allow that. So the Abaya is uncomfortable with this comparison. And the Gemara is trying to compare it again to the world of Yontif, where you want to bring down the fruits from the roof. You're not planning on eating the fruits. You want to save them. They're going to get ruined. So if you hold like Rabbi Yeshua, you can do a harama, so you can take down the fruits. That's what the Gemara says. And I don't have the whole thing on the sheet here. Let me just read it to you from the computer. The Gemara says, maybe Rabbi Yezer only allowed here because you can bring the animal food. But there, if the fruits are going to get ruined, maybe he will be matir it. Or maybe Yeshua only allowed it over there because you can bring it down. It's not so. Yeshua only allowed it by the case of the animal because you can say that you're thinking of checking this, then you're thinking of that. It's not so obvious. But in the case of the pharaohs, you're not going to eat all the fruits. So it's obvious that you're, you know, mezalzel in Yontif. So if you look at Rashi there, just to flesh it out, it's six source, the Efshar la Rume, the Lamuchacha Milsa la Tzalos Mamona Kamachavi, the Ra'omer Avishon Sha'ala Kalkush. You take out the first animal, you say, oh, he didn't check the first one because he saw it wasn't so fatty. Rashini Yafe, Valhacha la Efshar la Rume, the Hakol Yodim Shal Yanichem, Ena Ose El Hatzil, Mazal Zin Isu Yontif, if you bring down the fruits from the roof, you know, it's obvious that you're in Mezalzel in Yontif, and it's not a really good haram. So basically, from the Pashtus of the Gemara before Rashi, it sounds like there's an extreme machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer says, you know, there's no such thing as harama. Take one, the other one, you have to feed the animal in the pit. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, harama is fine. But the way Rashi learns the Gemara, he seems to be limiting it. Rashi's saying that what? Even Rabbi Yeshua, who says haram is okay, that's only over there because it's not so obvious. It's not so obvious, right? But here, maybe it's aser. And likewise, Rabbi Eliezer, who asers harama, he might aser it over there. He asers over there, right? He asers over there. But over here, he might matter. Just 1 second. Right, I mean, yeah, exactly. You're right, the Gemara is saying it. Meaning, the Pasha Pshat of the Mechlokas is that there's a Mechlokas about Harama, and the Gabbai is saying, Mapitom, it's not so Pashat. Maybe Harama is more problematic in one area and less in another area. If you can't fake it, it has to be a good Harama. Only a good Harama is Mutter, not a bad Harama. What do you mean? I mean, Mezazel and Isser Yontif?
Because his whole thing is just,
it's clear that this is only a din. I think it's clear this is only a din to Rabbanan.
Right, so
okay, so let's get to a few more cases. Again, like I said, there are a lot of cases. It's like really a Shas topic. Just to, you're not going to discuss everything, but just briefly. There's another Gemara Beitz earlier on, the Yud Aleph. So you shecht the animal, you have the meat, you can eat part of it.
If you don't, they have a fridge. So if you don't salt the meat, salt preserves it. If you don't salt it, it gets ruined. So he would salt a piece and say, I'll eat this. Then I'll salt a different meat, I'll eat this. And then by the time he was finished, he salted all the pieces. He would eat two. And the rest he would save, you know, for the next day. So it's a type of harama. So the Rishonim all ask a contradiction to later in the Masechta, in the next parak, where there's a din of Erev Tavshilin. If you don't put an Erev Tavshilin out, so that you don't make an Erev, you can't cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So are you allowed to cook a lot for Friday and then just leave it over? Harama? I'm just cooking a lot for Friday, very hungry. Yeah, I wasn't so hungry, I'll leave it over for Shabbos. Is that Mutter or is that Aser? So where is it? It's Aser. It says, Gemara, Lo Yafe, Vel Yavash, Lo Yatmin, Lo Lacherim, Lo Lacherim, Lo Lacherim, Ofin, Vashim, Lo. Lo Vashim, Hu Yom Tov, Vim Hosir, Hosir, Lo Shabbos. Only if he left, a little bit extra is fine. Vavash lo yarim, vim harim also, amar vashi harama ka amar shiny harama da ichmir rabbanon tvei mesid. So the Gemara says harama is terrible. Harama is worse than mesid. So the Gemara asked, what's going on here? Rav Adar or Ava is salting a piece, is planning on eating it, salting another piece, and he only eats one piece. And yet the Gemara later on says, if you do harama, it's aser. Yeah. And that's where Yisrael Daraisa, you know. It's Yom Tov, but Yom Tov is Mechel Shabbos. You're saying it's only Drabban, right? Okay. Anyway, there are sugyas of Daraisa also. We're going to get to that in a few minutes. But just in terms of reconciling this tira, this contradiction, so Rashi says, Vim Harim Asur, Le'echol, the Ikhmar Rabbanan Vamilsa, Shalakor Torres Eruv. It's a special chomer, it seems like, by Eruv. V'lodami la'arama de Rav Adav Rav. It's different than the Gemara of Yud Aleph. The Malach Garma Garma. In meaning, the way the Rashi presents it is that Rav Adar bar Ava, there's a compelling reason to be matir, because we want the person to have some kasyantif. And if you don't allow him to salt with harama, he won't check at all, he won't eat meat. So therefore, we allow the harama. But in contrast to Erev, we want to be machmir. You know, we don't want people to forget about Erev and just do a haram. So Mela, we want to protect the concept of Erev Tavshilin, so Mela, we don't allow haram. That's how Rashi reconciles it. But if you look at the Rashba, the first line of the Rashba, verse number 11, he writes like this, in Omrim Barama Zu Domus L'Zu. Right, then he goes on to explain. We don't say Zu Domus L'Zu. Or Yitiru Limloch Alav Litzli, Amrim Yerushalmi Malach Hacha Malach Hacha Ad Malach Kulei. So the Rashi just says you can't learn from one to another. It's like, you know, there's certain areas gzeira l'gzeira. So some of the Shulchan say you can't say it's gzeira l'gzeira because it could be kol halacha gzeira. In every area there is a different definition. So to here is our own mutter, is our aser. Sometimes it's mutter and sometimes it's aser, and you can't learn from one to another. And Chassam Sofer is a tshuva about this issue. This is a tshuva he's writing to Ephraim Zalman Margulis, the Baal Yad Ephraim, who was a contemporary of his. Margulis was a grandson of the Bechor Shor, of the Tua Shor, and he has a famous shita we're going to see soon about Mechiras Chametz, where he's not into haramas by Doraisas. And the Chassam Sofer was asked by Ephraim Zalman Margulis if he can justify his grandfather's psak. Oh, so that's we're going to see that in a second. Chassam Sofer basically says, I can't help you. Meaning, he goes through the whole sugya. He says, listen, it's very complicated. He says, it's kind of like the Rashba. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. We can't have a klal here. We really don't know. Sometimes the Raisas will say yes, and sometimes the Rabbanans will say no. And it's very, complicated. So, if you look at source number 12, Onam ein kol makomas of zamanim shavim l'chazal b'zeh. T'yesh yetiru l'chalutin afilu b'daraisa. Samas motor even b'daraisa. Yilan t'vua b'motz. And then he says, I can't really, make a cloud. I can't apply this in new cases. Kind of wanted to summarize that we have the concept of harama. It seems like harama, all things be equal, in some circumstances, is really either frowned upon, it's not a mis chasidus, or it's straight out asur. Achmur rabbanon yosur amazed. Sometimes it's heter gomur. And it doesn't seem to be like there's any clear klal as to when yes and when not. I once heard a shiur from Rosweig, and he was talking about the prusbul, and he pointed out that the prusbul is a harama of sorts, right? Karvah shas ha-shveh ha-shas ha-shmita. People don't want to lend. So you're not supposed to do that, but that was the reality Hillel was dealing with. So he made a principle so people would lend by shmita and they would be comfortable knowing that they could get their halva back. So Rosenberg pointed out that this is a harama that really is bolstering the halachic value. The halachic value of a halva is to help the poor people. So people didn't want to help. So Hillel made a halach loophole, a prusbol, that wasn't there just, you know, to make it easier for us. But it was there to actually fulfill the ultimate Ratzon Hashem. Ratzon Hashem is that people, Anim, should get halvas, even Samach L'Shmita, and they weren't. So by doing a prusbol, he was helping the Anim and helping, you know, the ultimate Ratzon Haftarah. So he argued that harama like that certainly should be mut. And when posting sometimes answer haramas, it's usually when the haramas are done for our own, you know, monetary or our own, you know, because this isn't just a question of monetary issues. It's true, taka, it helps the malve if you go for his chov, but it's for the ultimate purpose of helping that name. So that's what he was arguing, that it's a different type of haram. So this is really a summary of the first part. Like I said, there are different approaches to haramas and there are different cases. And you have to try to mechalik between, you know, I think the last thing I mentioned, Rosenzweig's hara, that there's a harama that's done in the Shem Nachut, just for convenience. There's a harama that's done for the halachic, to uphold the halachic ideal, halachic value, that I think is important, you sowed. But at the end of the day, like Tam Sofer says, it's really complicated to figure out when yes, when not. What I want to analyze now is really why harama is problematic, when it's problematic, which is sometimes it is. What's problematic about a harama? So I think there are three approaches that you could highlight to answering a haram. One approach is to say that a haram is a problematic because it shows a problematic approach or a problematic yachas to halacha. Here, halacha is like something we were trying to get around, trying to like, you know, circumvent halacha. So it's like a zilzal in the Torah. And I think that's meduyak in Rashi, I read earlier, based on Zayin, where Rashi says, that this harama is going to cause a zilzal in the Kavi Yontif, so it could be a zilzal either in, I was saying more in terms of the zilzal in the halacha, or it's more a practical zilzal. That's one approach. The zilzal in the relationship we have or to understanding the Torah. Second approach is more practical. That we're concerned you're going to end up, you know, just doing it without the harama. You might end up violating it. That could be what Rashi means. Zilzul b'kavod yontif means that you might end up just, you know, playing sports. If you take down the stuff from the roof on yontif, so you're going to go to the ball game in the afternoon because it'll become vachatik. It won't be yontiftik. So it's not a question of your yachas to the halacha per se, the halacha system, it is a question, and to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but it's a question of our yachas. It's more practical, you know, in terms of you won't do the haramah properly, A, or B, in the future, you just might have a ripple effect in terms of our, you know, smears and mitzvahs. There's a third approach. I think it's probably the most obvious approach, that maybe haramah is aser because it's a bad midah. Being marim, trickery, mirma, you know, is a problematic midah. And haramah, again, some of the Ram Perish Matthias and Tmura tries to make between harama and mirma. Mirma is aser, but harama, it's not so pashut. It seems like harama itself is sometimes mutter, sometimes aser. So it could be the problem with harama is not the effect it has on the halacha, but it's the effect it has on us as people. It's a bad mita, and that's why it's either problematic or aser in some circumstances. So I want to just explore a couple of nafkaminas, these three approaches. I want to just highlight that there is a din of Ein Vatal Yisrael Chatchila. And there's a similar Shiloh, what's wrong with Ein Vatal Yisrael Chatchila? I have a siman on this, if I say for Bachal Suras, and I highlight the same ideas that maybe Ein Vatal Yisrael Chatchila, because you might come to not do it right, and it really won't have a Shir Bittul. Practical. Or maybe Ein Vatal Yisrael Chatchila, because it's like a zilzul in the Torah. It's a zilzul in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So those two approaches, you know, I think exist there too. This issue of Mirma, I think, is more totally in Harama. So it's not really, you know, I didn't develop that there, although theoretically you could as well. Yeah, I think the Ravid holds that Ein Vatal Yisrael Chatchila is Doraisa. Right, the whole Shilas, there's a discussion about that. I don't remember exactly, but yeah. So we have three approaches. Either it's problematic because trickery itself is problematic, Or it's problematic because it's a practical concern, or it's a yachas, you know, to the halachic system. A problematic yachas. So the first afgamina is, does your kavana make a difference? Right? If you remember the Maram and Tosis Rid, certainly Tosis Rid, we argued about the Maram, but certainly Tosis Rid says, oh, it's kavana is lahasir mikshal. Your kavana, you're being marim b'motz, lahakniz b'motz, to lahasir mikshal. So why should that make a difference? So if it's a question of, you tell me, if it's a question of practical concerns, should it make a difference? You're bimarim in order to save people from achos asuras. You're bringing in the tefuah with motes in order to avoid. Yeah. So if it's a function of a practical concern, you might not do it right. Should this be asur still? Oh yeah. But if it's a question of our yachas to the halacha, so it's not like a negative yachas to the halacha. I love halacha. I want to keep halacha, but I'm afraid others won't. So mela, I mean marim to save others from a mikshol. L'chora, pardon? Exactly, applying hill. That's exactly 100%. If it's a question of the meat of trickery per se, so l'chora would still be aser because it lights the meat of trickery. Second question. Who is? What do you mean? You're saying since you're doing it for the right decision, right reason, maybe you have a more complex understanding of the reality here. It's true that haram is not good, but it's better to save somebody from an isser. Maybe. Right. So maybe here too. Okay. Does it make a difference who is doing this haram? A Talmid Chacham or a regular person? So there's an interesting Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Tes, the source number 15. Amar lehu harama kamaret harama derabanan hi b'tzur min derabanan la'asi l'meved l'chatchila. Says Rashi, tzur min derabanan hu below haram. This Rashi seems to be clearly saying that the problem with haram, at least in this case, is you might come to do it without the haram. You might. It's a practical concern. But the Talmid Chacham is not going to be, you know, he's not going to mess up. So if it's a practical concern, so you might say, oh, there's dispensation with Talmid Chacham. He's different. Whereas if you hold that it's a function of the yachas to the halacha, you might say, farker, the Talmid Chacham should have more of a ema, more of a kavod to the halach system. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, you know, Dafka Talmid Chacham should be more machmir than Ram. If it's a question of trickery, so there too, you might say Talmid Chacham should be more machmir. You know, the Rambam Hilchos Deos, Talmid Chacham should be more, you know, careful in terms of how he's perceived and how he does things, integrity, v'chule. And this Gemara in Shabbos, Harama Jerabanan, brings us to the Bechor Shor. Bechor Shor. Like I said, it was written by the author of the Tvua Shor, it's a more famous sefer on your day. He wrote a parish from Sakhim, Bechor Shor, Fyodor Mesechtes. And he was dealing with the following question. Everybody sells their chametz. I should say, today not everybody, but once upon a time, everybody sold their chametz. But they had a new chap. People had animals that were owned, they were Jewish-owned animals, and they would feed the animals chametz during the year. Comes Pesach, you can't feed them chametz. What do you have to feed non-chametz? You feed kidneys. And then the animal gets a little sick. By the time it takes 2-3 weeks for the animal to get better, start giving milk. So somebody had a chav, just like we sell our chametz, let's sell our animals to a goy. So Bechor Shor was very against this. He was very against this. There's a fundamental difference. Chiras chametz is harama on a drabana. And selling your animals is a harama on a deraisa. Why? Says Bechor Shor, when you sell your chametz, you also do bittul. So if you do bittul, there's no issue about your raya. Minatara, because he did bittul. You're selling animals, you're not doing bittul. You're selling animals. So Amela, it's Baal Yira on a Daraisa level, and you can't have the animals eating chametz. That's what he wants to say. Not Baal Yira, but you're at Isser Hana of chametz, Isser Hana from chametz. Thank you. So Amela, it's Haram on Daraisa, you shouldn't do it. Now, to be sure, what the Bechor Shor says is not Pashut at all. Because when you sell your chametz, does a bittul chal on what you're selling? The pashtus is you're mavatel the chametz that you're not selling. The haraya, you're selling this. If bittul means hefker, so you're not mafker, you're selling it. And if it's let's say you relate it as dust, you're not relating it as dust, l'chora. I mean, you can handle it.
That depends on what you're assuming about the haram.
What do you mean?
Meaning, if we were to assume that the haram isn't foul, if we were to assume that the haram wasn't really foul, then obviously your bittul would apply.
But people sell their chametz assume the mechira works. They don't do, in case the mechira didn't work, I'm going to bittul. No, they hold the mechira works. Stam balabos. And so what am I mevatel? I'm mevatel the crumbs under the sofa. That's what I'm mevatel. Not mevatel the stuff I sold that's in the chametz closet. Chora. So anyway, it's not so much what he's saying in terms of lamdus, but his shita is it's very clear that you can't do harama under raisas. And like I said, it's a little bit meduik than the Gemara and Shabbos, harama drabanan, the drabanan who. The most Achronim disagree with the Kor Shor, and they hold Haram works on Deraisas. And there are many Gzamaras of Deraisa cases where we do Haram. Now, the Klam Sofer was asked by the grandson of the Kor Shor to justify the Kor Shor's sheet, and he wasn't willing to. He didn't go along with it. And indeed, in Europe, the minhag was also to sell animals. He agreed with his grandfather. He tried to ask the Klam Sofer to bolster his grandfather's sheet. The Bechor Shor came under attack because there were many examples of haramas and deraisas, and the Bechor Shor doesn't hold of it. So his grandson, Ephraim Zalman Margulis, tried to get Chaim Sofer to agree with his grandfather, and he didn't. At the end of the day, this shita of the distinction between deraisas and rabbanans is an intriguing shita, and it's relevant to this chakira. That if it's a din in achshash, you might mess up, then what? Then the shita makes perfect sense. The whole reason you can't do harama is because you might mess up. On the deraisas, we're concerned. The rabbanans, it's more kal. Can you say more lomdish? It's not just more kal. It's not even an iser atzmi. It's only iser because of chazal, samchut chazal. It's not, it's like iser gavra. Zero, zero. Okay, cool. 100%. Whereas if it's a question of a yachas, a relation to Torah, so the rabbanans also are Torah. You shouldn't want to, if it's an issue of trickery, certainly trickery is trickery, even on a drabbanan, and it's a trickery, it's a mida, chora would be problematic. And lastly, it's interesting, there's a parallel discussion which isn't exactly the same, and that is, can I pater myself from mitzvahs? So, for example, Marim Psachim, Daf Mem Ches, speaks about when you bake challah, when you bake matzah rather, they would make small amounts. This is actually our minhag today, we make small amounts, less than a shear challah when we make hand matzahs. So the Gemara asks, the Baya says, what do you mean? If you do that, you're mafkia yourself from being mafish challah. You're mafkia the mitzvah of challah. It's the wrong thing to do. So it's a chumrash asle kula. You're machmir to make a small amount so it'll get, kneaded very well. But then you're going to be mafkia the mitzvah of challah. Or the question of tzitzis, famous case of katina. Should you wear a beged that's going to be potter from tzitzis? Is that a problem of afka for mitzvahs? So the Chacham Shlomo deals with this question. He's talking about this is the Chacham Shlomo Rav Shlomo Kluger on Shulchan Aruch in Yeridaya, the din of Kisui Adam. So I'll read it here. Shochet afal pish eno tzarech elu ladam chayv lakasos keitzad yase nocher o makir kedei liftar b'kisui. So if you want blood, you don't need the meat. So you can either shecht halachically and then do this of kisui adam, shechting a chicken, or you could just stab the chicken and get the blood. So are you allowed to do that? So near b'tzido, hinei nistapakti im yesh la'adam ezeh derech lischayv ha'atzmah ezeh mitzvah, v'yesh la'derech lafkiya es ha'atzmah ha'mitzvah. Im nei meshe b'chuyev lahachnis es atzmah ha'mitzvah kefi sha'adas note. Do we say that you should dafka shecht, even though you don't need the meat, you just want the blood? Wow, maybe you say it's also to chayv yourself in a mitzvah. It's the wrong thing to do. You're nikra hetev. In the lechora hayanira lahavi raya miichriyev lahachnis asam kavi das note lede mitzvah mash damina perikim ol pesachim. Amar Yosef nashi didan nagi lemifla kafisa kafisa pischa amar lebaye madatech lechomra lechomra to the kula. This case I just described of making small amounts of dough. The kamafke lemichala. So you see, there's an Indian dafka to mechayev yourself in challah. So too, there's an Indian dafka to shecht properly in order to do kisui adam, even though you don't eat the meat. Perek vav the brachos, amin and bore. Pardon? You can bear some of it, don't bear all of it.
You can be no cherma aker, so you don't have to bring yourself to the chiyuv. Because of all no cherma aker potim kitzu, rak cost of kitzu yasa. That's what you should do. The chatchila you should do it. The cost of kedei liftor mikisui. Mash, but the royal asus came lechatchila liftor mikisui. Gav a pisha rishai asus came lios nasa ba'ofen shelo yavi asu de chiyuv mitzvah. Came kasha the sugya sozos, and he has a long piece. And then what he basically says is there's a special thing by challah, special thing by trumas amaisrus that you should try to mechayiv yourself. But by other mitzvos, there's nothing wrong. The chatchila, you're allowed to make, to shecht an animal, not shecht it, but to kill the animal without shechting it. And you're mafkir yourself from the chiyuv of kisui adam. That's how he concludes. So I want to ask, what is the relationship between this question of hafka from mitzvos and the question of, harama in some of these cases? If it's a question of trickery, there are different totally different sugyas. You're not doing anything trickery. It's one thing. I chose to make a small amount of dough. Is that trickery? Is that trickery? Or not? Pardon? What do you mean? We have the practice flows from a concern that if you have a large amount of flour, you're not going to be able to stir it properly and mix it, and it'll become chametz. The way we do it today in matzah factories is you make small amounts, and then we mechayev at the end by putting like a sheet over all the matzahs, and then sirif sal it's called, and then they're mafrish chal. That's how they do it today. I was actually a little concerned. We used to go to make matzahs, and we're not going. So they do everybody orders in advance. So Shlomo Zalman has a taina. He says that everybody already ordered like it's like 1 kilo. So nobody has a shir chal. So the tzir of sal is very artificial. It's not like a real tzir of sal in a bakery, because Baal HaMafia owns everything. Here, everybody owns. If you tell them to the edge, you're not going to get your matzahs, they'll be very upset. Everybody pre-ordered, everybody prepaid. So it's not so pushy. But then in the middle is that's what they do. They hear okay afterwards? Yeah. I don't remember. Okay, I think they... I used to go. This year, I'm not going. But anyway.
It could be that normally
they pre-order. I
don't know. This year.
Okay. Lemaisa, what I want to say, what's the relationship between the din of harama and hafkah for mitzvahs? If harama is problematic because it's trickery, not trickery here, not trickery. If it's a question you might do it wrong, so you can argue here too there's a concern. Maybe you're going to think that it's going to be exactly less than a shir, it'll talk about a shir, meaning potentially it's a similar sugya. And if it's a question of relationship to halacha, relationship to Kadosh Baruch Hu, so it could be that it's also problematic. Because, like, what do you mean trying to mafkir yourself? You're kind of shechting, dafkin away, not to chayiv. I'm not 100% sure. Right. Right. It's a question of your, a question of your yachas or a question of trickery?
Not trickery.
Your yachas. You're circumventing your yachas to halacha is not a problem. Right. Here is it. You should want to do this, 100%. Okay, shkach.